And now we have our first feature this week. Written by Derek James, it describes a boys' club for the very poorest in the city and the visionary policeman who set it up 100 years ago. Our reader is Alan Shirley.
Imagine for a moment that you are a boy growing up in the back streets, courts and yards of Norwich 100 years ago. Fathers, brothers, uncles were away fighting in the First World War. Your mum was struggling to survive. You had time on your hands and little money in your pocket. When you left school, jobs were hard to find and most paid a pittance. It was a tough life and many groups of bored young men were getting into trouble with the police. The relationship between the boys in blue and the lads on the streets was not good. But there was one man in Norwich with a rare vision. He looked out across the city and decided to do something which had never been tried before anywhere in the world. His name was John Henry Dane, a large, no-nonsense, practical policeman with a waxed moustache and a big heart. He was the chief constable of Norwich at a time when so many people lived in appalling poverty. John was a kindly man who could see the good in most people, however deep it may have been hidden. He wrote, "Tendency to mischief and falling into evil ways is rarely due to evil disposition. Boys who are naturally bad are hard to find. There are such boys, undoubtedly, but they are very rare exception. By far the greater number of those drifting into crime from the beginnings of getting into mischief, as young lads do so not because of any inherent depravity, but by the force of their latent energies of youthfulness being denied a healthy exercise and wholesome opportunities for their expression," said the policeman. "The days of community relations amounting to a clip round the lug or a boot up the backside were not working. So what could be done? According to John, it is all a matter of the channels into which chance and environment may turn them at that impressionable age when many a lad's whole career could be made or marred according to whether the right environment and influence is brought to bear upon them. In 1917, Norwich City Police, determined to make an effort to deal with the problem, formed a committee under the chairmanship of the Chief Constable. The idea was to provide a recreation centre for working lads over the age of 14 as an alternative to roaming the streets during their leisure hours. It was a brave man to say no to this Chief Constable, and Norwich Corporation offered a derelict building in St George's Street which needed renovating. It was behind the old middle school near the Technical Institute. Practically the whole of the force turned in on the job and undertook, in their off-duty hours, to put the place in order. They soon transformed the premises into a comfortable club without a farthing of expense being expended for labour," said John. "Prominent employers and influential citizens became interested in the project and in kind came in sufficiently to make a good start possible. These premises consisted of two large lofty rooms, well lit and well appointed, one being equipped as a general recreation room and the other as a gymnasium with accommodation for about 200 boys. There was also a theatre stage," wrote John. He added, "This, the first club in the world to be organised by the police of a city for the poorest and often the roughest of its young citizens, was opened with civic ceremony by the Lord Mayor Richard Dewson on the 8th of April 1918. The boys had no idea what to expect. They had been attracted by leaflets circulating across the city promising fun and games and said the club would be opened. The club proved to be an eye-opener. There were three small billiard tables, two bagatelle tables and a variety of table games, all made possible by generous gifts and cash donations from Norwich firms and individuals. This place was a mini paradise for boys aged between 14 and 18 brought up in needy homes during the four drab years of the First World War now drawing to an end. And what's more, membership was absolutely free. For the chief constable, it was a dream come true as more and more boys arrived and gymnastic and boxing teams were formed, but there were also lectures lit by lanterns on the subjects of machinery, science, history, nature, and travel. Times were changing. Just before Christmas 1918, he organised a welcome home dinner at the club for members of the police force who had served in the war and had returned to duty. Of the 64 Norwich officers in the forces, 8 had been killed and many had been badly wounded. John said if those who wished to return to help at the club, he could assure them that they would be appreciated, adding, "The lads are beginning to like the policemen of Norwich."